This is my show in my universe. You're listening to Richard Avery here at the Julieland universe. And wow, this is my episode number 7. I can't even believe I've gotten through 6 of these. I want to thank everybody who's been a guest because they put up with my shit. But today I am blessed with the most amazing girl in the room right now, because outside of this room I don't know about much. So I've shot a lot of girls in my time, and you are one of them. So you're special. So I'm with wonderful Jada Stevens. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
Say hello.
Hello.
Okay. Talk into the microphone. All right. Here we go. So I've been blessed. I just met you 3 months ago, I think, thanks to Mind Freak. And you're an Archangel contract girl.
I am.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, where are you from? How'd you get into the basics of how you got into porn and why you do porn? Let's get that shit out of the way.
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL?
ATL.
Okay.
That's where I grew up, and now I live in LA.
Okay. And what about, why did you, I mean, did porn, what was, do you remember the first time you thought about doing porn? Like, were you stripping and said, hey, you know, I'd rather porn?
I never thought about doing porn.
So you were 16, you didn't say, someday I want to be a porn star.
No, okay. Definitely not. It just happened. I was a dancer first, but this is where I'm at now.
Okay. Do you like dancing?
I love dancing.
Do you still
do it? I love teasing guys and taking their money.
Do you still dance?
Not anymore. I feature dance.
Right. But that's still dancing.
But it's not. But not really. Not no? like that.
When's the last time you did a, like, worked at a club? How long ago?
Like last year in October.
Okay. And did you have fun doing that?
I did. Too much.
Cool. Cool. I like that. And what about, okay, so here you are in the Julieland universe. We've now shot 3 times. And I'm not going to say this shit to blow smoke up your ass, because I know if I did, it'd get lost. But basically, you're amazing. I'm having a great time. So far, so amazing. But I want to know, like, I know I'm different, and we're not going to sit here and talk about me, even though it's my show, but I want to know, like, how different is this for stuff that you've done in the past?
It's very different, and that's why I think I, like, really focused on it now.
Yeah.
It intrigues me.
What did you think after our first shoot?
Honestly,
be honest.
I was so nervous the first time. Like,
really?
So like now I feel like we broke that ice, so we're good.
We're good. But the first shoot, were you really nervous?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that why you?
Because I see like everybody else that you shot and like, I don't know, it's dope shit. Okay. I don't know. It's out of my box.
Okay.
My comfort area.
Well, that's the idea, though. I have to. I think that's what life's all about, is challenging yourself. Mm-hmm. Do different. Can't do the same shit over and over again.
Right.
You don't fuck the same way every time, do you?
No, but I have things that I like the same.
Yeah. We know what that is, too. It's called ice cream and candy.
All that.
Yeah, exactly. So you're the leading. Okay, so out of all my girls, I'm talking about Ash, Audrey, Sophia, looking Sovereign even, I think. They're all, you know, they like to smoke weed. They like to, what do you call it, like recreational, having fun, whatever. But you are a hardcore weed smoker.
I am.
How long has that been going on?
Since I was like 15.
First time?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't always, like, I smoke joints now, but I smoked, like, blunts, and bowls, and bongs.
Okay, I'm an amateur. What the hell is the difference between a blunt, a bowl, and give me that.
You should know those. Those are from like, look.
Look, I do hard. I do cocaine. Okay, it's big time difference. Okay, I don't mess around the little stuff.
Okay, so let me tell you about a bong.
Okay.
So like, the bong is like you could put water, ice. Right. Like that's if you really want to get a super high.
Okay.
Stupid high.
Okay. And then
a bowl is like a little pipe piece. Like,
okay, that's a bowl. I thought that was just a pipe.
That's a bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, and then a joint is a paper.
Okay.
And then a blunt is a blunt.
And what's, isn't there a blunt a joint?
No, because blunt's like cigar paper.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And what do you like, what do you prefer most?
I love joint papers.
Me too.
Papers.
I'm old school that way.
Yeah.
You
notice like everything old school always has a way of coming back.
But I also, eventually, yes, everything has cycles. But I just know that I'm horrible with bongs. I got high with a bong once at Audrey's and I got so fucked up, I passed out on her bed and woke up the next day going, what the hell happened?
That was some bomb-ass shit. I need to smoke some weed.
Yeah. Yeah, but she laughed at me for a day. So, now, what is there certain kinds of weeds? Because I want to know about this stuff, and it's some area I've never talked to. So what kinds of weeds do you like? Is all these different? Now that it's all legal and it's everywhere, it's like...
I love indica.
Okay, what is that?
I love kush. It's like a different... There's two different kinds. There's like a sativa and then indica.
Okay.
And indica is like a downer, like a kush.
Okay.
And then sativa is like yucky, in my opinion, anyways. Yeah. But it's like more like a high, like you're a body high.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. I know what
that's
I'm feeling right now.
People that can't hang.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you like smoking before or after sex?
Both.
During?
Before. Not really during. I'm busy doing what I need to do, but I like to smoke before and after.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you have sex without smoking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but smoking makes everything better. Smoking weed.
Okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't get confused.
Yeah.
Now, and so you've been smoking weed a while. If I were to go try some out, and like Ash gives me some once in a while, likes to get me high and makes fun of me. What would you recommend? How would you recommend for me? Like I'm an amateur when it comes to this shit.
And I would say like a sativa or a hybrid. Okay. Something.
Do you like edibles? Like, I've never done an edible yet.
Edibles. I love everything concerning weed. Like edibles. I like brownies. I like candies. I like to get the butter and make edibles.
Butter?
Yeah, like at the shop.
Okay. Do they have mayonnaise too? Huh? Do they have mayonnaise and ketchup and mustard?
You can make all that. Like I made like fried chicken and had that shit with it. We had like a Rice Krispie treats.
Oh my God.
All kinds of shit.
I know that Justine Jolie makes beef jerky.
That would be, I don't know how to do that, but that sounds bomb. Oh, it's my fave.
Do you ever have weed with your Rice Krispies or like your Cocoa Puffs or like you mix it in with it?
If I make them, I usually make those little Rice Krispie treats out of whatever cereal I eat.
Okay.
I don't eat it with my weed.
Wow. So let's get back to photography because now I'm just high thinking about all this stuff.
Right.
And everything in the porn world. You've been in porn a while now. Like, what's the best thing about being a porn star and what's the worst thing about being a porn star? And you're a star. Because we have defined what a porn star is in the Julian universe.
Right.
So thanks to Phoenix Marie.
Thanks to her.
What's the best? What's the worst?
The best thing is, I guess, all the perks, like free travel, free shit.
Right.
That's the perks. And then...
not the sex?
No.
It's not even in the
top
three?
It's not a perk.
Oh, that's not a perk? That's the job.
It just happens, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't know. That's really the only thing that comes to mind. Sex is the job, so that's just like extra you get.
Okay, all the extras.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get, what's the best extra you ever got?
The best extra? I don't know. You put me on the spot right now.
I know. I'm making you think. Just think about the ice cream. What's the worst thing about being a porn star?
That people recognize you in public.
Where's the strangest place you've been recognized?
Disney World.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming on or off a ride?
I was waiting for a ride.
Really?
It was me and Gabby.
Oh my God, that's funny. Did they recognize you both?
No, me, but he wanted a selfie. I gave it to him. But I was just wondering like what his mom was thinking. Like who is this kid? Yeah. Well, he was like, he had to have been like 16, 17. Like maybe.
Yeah. That's funny.
You know, you guys.
I was
watching that shit early.
I was with Julie once a long time ago and in a Ralph's in the valley. And we were walking down buying stuff and she got recognized. And this guy just went nutso. Like he could not believe that he was in a grocery store meeting Julie Ashton. And I'm just sitting. I slowly just took the cart and like kept on going. And she was like stuck with this guy for like 10 minutes. And then she comes running to me. Why did you leave? I said, I don't know. Didn't want to hang around. So, and in Disney World, though, huh?
Yeah, that show was crazy.
Wow. Any other strange places? You ever get to in the airport at all?
Yes, all the time. Like, those are places, that's what I'm saying. Like, and normally, you know, I'm high, I'm doing my thing. I don't want to be recognized or peeped out or been like, hey, is that you? Or ask questions, you know?
Well, but that's part of the job.
I don't care. Like, I don't care. And yes, I'm nice all the time, but...
Okay, sure, right. Nice all the time. All right, what advice would you give to a new girl? Some girl walks in the room right now and says, I want to be a porn star. What would you tell her?
You really want to hear it?
Yeah, I do. I want to know.
Save your money.
Okay, what else?
No.
What about dating guys in the business?
I would not date guys in the business.
Would you tell her? She's like, but I'm in love with a male porn star. He's amazing.
But that's like mixing.
He says if I give him my money, he'll take care of me.
He's a fucking idiot. But anyways.
What other things would you say to this girl?
I would just be like, have a good time, but be smart.
Right. Don't spend your money on weed.
Yeah, save your money. Well, no. You can smoke weed. I'm just saying save your money and be smart and figure out everything you want to do. Okay. Get everything you want out of porn.
Yeah, really? What is everything?
I mean, I don't know. Everybody has different reasons and what they want out of porn.
I know what I want. I just want the girls. I always say, like, to me, the way I look at the girls, and including you, I always say, for me, it's a lease with an option to buy. I'm going to lease you for a year or two. Lease comes up, and I look at you, and I say, so, do we continue with this lease?
Yeah, you just can't get rid of me like that. Yeah. I just linger. I know.
But I'm just saying, it's like, we sit there, and we just look at each other. So, are we going to renew this lease? Yeah, let's renew this lease. It's okay, you know what I mean? It's like, that's how you keep going. Otherwise, I would say, like, nothing's permanent in life anyway, so. Now, what about, like, okay, so you're an archangel. Or as Mind Freak would say, Archangel?
Archangel, Contract Star.
Contract Star. So how many movies have you done for them?
I have done one, two,
talking to the microphone.
Three.
How many?
Maybe like four and then my showcase.
Okay. So four movies or four scenes?
Scenes. Okay. Four scenes in one movie.
And who do you, let's talk some shit about some talent here. Who do you like working with? Besides, I know what the answer is to this.
Okay, so I like working with Kelsey Monroe.
Okay.
I like working with Ashley Fires.
Okay. Oh, Ashley's sweet. Nice. Mm-hmm. What about?
I want to work with Riley Reed.
She's cute.
I know.
She's a pothead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's a Cancer, so I think we would fuck good.
Okay. What about? Do you like Phoenix Marie? We hate
her.
We hate her.
That's not obvious.
What about this girl? What's her name? Remy something or other. Like Remy Meow or whatever her shit is.
Remington. Yes.
Yeah. Do you like her?
I love her.
Good. Mm-hmm. We like her too. So I like her a lot.
That's my new piece.
Yeah, exactly. All the girls you name, are they all potheads?
Yes. You know, we all flock together.
I know. It's like, I think you guys should go, I think you should all be at the weed convention and not the porn convention.
We did that.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. It was a cannabis cup. Me and Remy and everybody was there, but me and Remy were there both days at the booth.
Okay, you've just shocked me. Chris, there is a weed convention. I was joking.
No, but I was serious.
There's a weed convention.
Yeah, it was the cannabis cup. It's like High Times, so it's like really popular. You know, they had the other
Where's
one.
Where's it at?
Like, it's like, this one was, what is San Bernardino?
Okay. So this is like the Comic-Con of weed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
And then they have the 420 in Denver.
Oh my God.
It's the same one.
That's crazy. You know that. You know what's crazy? That shit, in the next 10 years, that's just going to be everywhere. Like every city, every state will have this stuff going on. It's just going to.
Well, that's okay.
This country's
better for me. That means I don't have to travel.
50 years, like 50 years from now, this whole country will be green.
That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah, but it'll be like this. We're being attacked. Nah, whatever. I can't be bothered with it. I'm going to play PlayStation.
Roll up.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So, last couple questions here. So, let's, you know, you give advice to girls, and I want to be serious here for a second, honestly. I have to be serious for at least 1 minute. You know, you've done all this porn stuff. You've been around. You've seen it. Been there, done it, seen it. I don't think there's anything you haven't done. Is there anything, any type of regrets that you have, whether it's working for a company or listening to somebody for advice or anything that you feel honestly that, wow, I learned a very expensive lesson in one way or another? And when I say expensive, I always say it has nothing to do with money. But what would you say, like, is there anything out there that you say, boy, you learned the hard way?
I don't regret anything, but I was hard-headed and did what I want, and sometimes you just gotta listen to certain people, not everybody.
Yeah.
But
do you think because you were hard-headed and stubborn, do you think that is that a lot to do with how you were brought up, that you had to kind of be strong and tough for yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always work like that in the real world.
Yeah.
The business world.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. Do you like porn? Do you watch porn?
I don't watch porn, especially since I know most of the people. Like, it's just not my thing. I mean, like, if my partner wanted to watch it, then I don't care.
So if the boyfriend says, hey, honey, let's roll up and watch some kink.com and gangbang. And you go like, oh, that's cool.
Hopefully I wouldn't pop up on
my No, but he says, hey, and you're like, oh, hey, okay, honey. And you're like, okay. And he's like, he wants to, what if he like wants to watch some weird shit?
I'm with it.
Okay.
But.
Do you ever say, why are we watching porn when you got this?
Yeah. I've never really like, honestly, like I haven't watched porn with anybody in a long time. Usually that is the thing. I'm in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
That's real life porn.
I know, exactly. It's over here. Pick me.
I'm right here.
No, it's funny though, because like I don't really watch porn, and I've had this discussion 1,000 times on a million of our podcast shows. I'm just not a fan of it. I never have been. And I think that's why I do what I do, is I always say I kind of make my own thing. I always say I make what I like. I make what I enjoy. So I don't need to look at anybody else's. But I do talk to a lot of girls in the industry, and there's funny, the younger ones, they love watching themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, you ever meet like some 18-year-old girls just starts out and they're like, yeah. they go home and they watch all their scenes.
I mean, like when I first got in, like I definitely watched like my first couple scenes, but that was like Bang Bros. That's what I, you know, that was amateur. So like now I don't watch it. Like,
you don't take home a booty queen movie and slap that thing
like,
on?
Like I watched Butt Woman was my first showcase. So I was geeked about it. So I watched it, but I didn't watch Booty Queen. I trust that Mind Freak did his thing.
Exactly. For all you know, it's like, oh my God.
Trust me. It's hard for me to look bad, but they definitely made me look good.
Are you like, Phoenix Marie is a very good friend of mine, and I love her dearly. I love her too much, actually. She loves anal sex, like nonstop. Are you like her? Are you addicted to like her? She is?
I'm not addicted to anal sex. Do I love anal sex? Yes. Like with the right dick? Yes.
Right. Okay.
But it's hard to find that.
Yeah. In personal life, it's hard, right?
Yeah. And they, like, most guys can't hang like that.
So for all you guys out there, you better practice. You better get in shape, right? So
don't talk about it. Be about it.
Exactly. All talk and no action. So, all right, let's wind this up. So I always like to ask everybody this at the end, basically. So where do we find you on the internet, interwebs? What are your, like, handles and stuff?
You can find me on my Twitter, at Miss Jada Stevens, or Instagram, at Two Cheeks Back.
It's Ms., right?
Ms., like M-Z.
Okay, because everybody gets confused. Because I remember when I first time I heard about you, I was looking and I was like, Ms.
Look for glitter butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Icon.
Exactly. That's the right one. Well, I want to thank you, Jada, for joining me. I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble for this one from Mo and Mind Freak. But fuck them. Right?
Fuck them.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck. They have to listen to me.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
Fuck them all. On that note, fuck off.